centre. Well, earlier we spoke to John Walker, and Dougie Week began by asking him how his music had changed over the years.
Well, I think, I matured a little. So I use that term loosely. Mm-hmm. Still, the music, I think my music has kind of grown up a little bit. I used to write a lot of happy little simple rock songs and things. And now I write more. I like to think they're more sort of poignant type ballads, and you know, they're a little bit. There's more meaning in the lyric and things.
Do you miss the old days of when you had people to bounce off rather than doing it all yourself now?
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, I've got a lot of friends of mine in the music business, so you know, when I do something, I have people I play things for, and they listen to what I do, and usually put me in my place in a hurry. And but working, when you're actually working with other people on a project, it's sometimes I think it's a little easier to a degree because you do have, you know, other opinions.
Absolutely. John, can I take you back to the heyday, the 60s, when I'm sure that all the bands were vying to get to number one? Was it a cutthroat time?
Well, funnily part, I don't think it was so cutthroat. We were kind of lucky because we were at the upper end of the scale. So it was like between, you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. We sort of, you know, it was kind of interesting. We tried to time record releases so they didn't come out at the same times, because if the Beatles came out, they were going to number one that day. And the Rolling Stones, they'd take at least 3 days. And it used to take us a few weeks. So, but the thing was, what we'd do is we would always sort of time, our releases were timed not to ever, like, coincide with a Rolling Stones or a Beatles release. And that was kind of the only thing we really had to watch.
Did it upset you knowing that when the Beatles or the Stones made a new disc that it would go to number one and you would have to wait?
Well, not really, because it was kind of actually fun, particularly with the Beatles, because, I mean, they would come out with it, they'd say, okay, the Beatles are going to be released on Friday, you know, and Friday afternoon it was number one. And it was and the thing that I thought was kind of cool in a way was that the whole country seemed to be in tune with the music industry in those days, and it was great because, like, you could ask the flower lady on the street, you know, what she thought of the new Beatles record, and she'd tell you, because she, you know, either had a copy of it or you know, everybody was involved, and I think all the groups kind of, like, they were very involved in it too. Everybody was involved, so it was a really an interesting time.
Did you meet the guys?
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to see them live once. I went to the, at the Finsbury Park Astoria, I think mm-hmm. it was the last show they did together. And I didn't, you know, not thinking, well, I couldn't go in the audience, because that wasn't going to happen. So, but I did want to see them, so I got in touch with their road manager and all the people, and they said, okay, well, come to the stage door, and we'll sort it out from there. Well, we got the getting in part all right, because everybody was kind of already in the theater, and the people, and it was an unexpected thing. I just kind of turned up and walked in. But the getting out part was not good.
Mm. You know, I bet.
So we had to figure that one out. But I got to see them, and then I got to see the Rolling Stones at the Roundhouse. Mm-hmm. And I actually snuck in, and I put a disguise on for that one. And I actually got away with it.
Did these guys come and see you, John?
Oh, yeah. The Rolling Stones used to come to Gazzari's to see us.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the Beatles ever came to any of our shows.
Pity. They would have enjoyed themselves.
I think so.
Who were your friends in the 60s, John, in the music scene?
Well, you know, the thing, it was kind of funny. I hung out with, like, Gordon Waller for a while, and, you know, and I hung out with Bill Wyman, and, you know, but I didn't really, Graham Nash, I didn't really, Dave D., actually, Dave D and I are still great friends. We always keep in touch. And actually, it's his fault. I even got back into getting back on the road again and doing things, because he called me up in 2004 and said, you know, I think you've been sitting around long enough, and I got this tour lined up, and I want you to come and do it. And I was kind of, you know, I was a little apprehensive because it had been 25 years.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute, do I really want it? One, do I want to do it? And, of course, the other question was, can I do it? You know, yeah. I mean, It was supposed to be 40 nights. The longest tour I ever did in my life was about 30.
Yeah.
And I was 21 at the time. You know, and I thought that was tough. Anyway, so Dave kind of insisted, and I said, okay, I'll have a go no matter what anyway. And I had such a great time. I mean, I couldn't believe how much fun I had.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do.
I think you're going to have fun as well on this tour, moving right forward. You start in Southport, you call in at Harrogate, and you finish in April, the end of April, at the London Palladium. Now, what a gig to finish.
Oh, yeah. That's the Palladium is like, you know, that was a funny thing. That place used to intimidate me.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. We did several things there, you know, when the Walker Brothers were going. We did a Royal Gala performance for Prince Philip and... Mm-hmm. And we did several. I think we did several Sunday night at London Palladium shows. We probably played there about three or four times, but it always intimidated me. I don't know why.
Is it because everybody's so close to you, or is it because they're on all sides and up above?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you stand on the stage and you look up, you almost feel like, you know, they're over the top of your head, I think. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about it was, the last time I was there, it didn't intimidate me.
Okay.
So one of us grew up.
Obviously you.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. The new album, 10 tracks. Difficult to write?
It took a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I was... a lot of it was the actual recording of it that mm-hmm. took me some time. Because I was trying out different methods. I used to, you know, I finally entered the world of digital. So I had to actually learn how to run the equipment.
Oh, dear.
So that took some time.
I bet it did.
but the thing is, you know, it's kind of, I guess it was time to move on a little bit. Hmm. So, but the actual writing of the songs and things, I usually find with music, I'll get some kind of an idea, and the song kind of goes where it wants to go, and I just follow it.
Yeah.
And... If it seems to be in the right place, then I go ahead and I usually, you know, then I record it. Mm. If I write it and I don't actually like what I've written, it usually ends up in the trash somewhere and I just forget about it because there's no point in continuing if it doesn't feel good.
Interesting to see as well, John, that Tiny Schneider you've got on drums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was the original drummer.
That's right, yeah.
The thing is, you can do all kinds of things technically, mm-hmm. but there's certain things you can't do. And one is, you need drums, and they need to be real ones.
Absolutely.
Drum machines don't. You know, I don't quite like drum machines.
I'm so glad you said that.
And now you can't. Drums are a very special thing, as is bass.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's another. Those are two things. Actually, there's probably three things that you cannot get away with. One is guitars, bass, and drums. You can, the electronic keyboards are so good. I mean, you can get good grand pianos and things. I mean, obviously, it isn't going to sound like a Steinway.
No, no.
But it's going to sound, you know, you can get some very, very effective things. And my wife did all the string arrangements on this album.
Yes, I understand.
And they are... I think they're really, really beautiful.
And your sister Judy, she's backing vocals.
And my sister and my wife are my girl singers.
And, it's cheaper, John.
Well, no, it isn't.
All right. Look, let's look at the 22nd of February, which is your night at Harrogate. We're obviously going to be hearing stuff from the new album, but are you going to take us back to The Sun Ain't Going to Shine Anymore and No Regrets and Make It Easy?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
My Ship Is Coming In. I mean, the list is endless, isn't it?
Well, those actually, funny enough, the ones you just mentioned, I will definitely be doing.
So nobody's going to be disappointed.
I hope not.
What happens at the end of the tour, John? I mean, 29th of April, it's still a long way away. Is it a nice long rest and maybe start again?
Well, it's not a kind of working rest. After the tour finishes, we're going to Germany, and there's a group there that I've been listening to, and they've written some music for a film. They're called Fellas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's a really interesting group, and it's a different kind of music for me, and I'm probably going to do one track with them for this film.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to take some time off. And then we're coming back, and we're going to do some more dates in England, and then a couple of dates in Ireland.
You're going to be a busy guy.
Yes, I am.
absolutely. It's a good job you're so young at heart.
I know, but I'm telling you.
So, Solid Silver 60s, Thursday the 22nd of February at Harrogate, with the Searchers, Wayne Fontana, the Merseybeats and the Dakotas. You are going to be having a ball on that stage.
Oh, I certainly am.
Well, we wish you well, John. Thank you very much indeed for being able to stop off and talk to us now. We hope the tour goes extremely well and the album finds its way to that little number one slot.
Well, I'll be happy if people enjoy it. It'll just make me happy and, you know, perhaps they'll tell their friends.
I'm sure they will. John Walker, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.